You've reached the Products Bernard speaking. Are you calling about the detail shop today?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, this is Bernard calling. Speaking. Are you calling about the detail, auto detail today?
No,
how
Bernard.
Specials?
Bernard, this is Nick from Hoffman, Missouri.
Oh, hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, man. You always seem so... like excited and energetic on call. I thought that this was an IVR.
What's the alternative, Nick?
You're always, there's no alternative, of course. You're always so energetic. Thank you so much. I was actually feeling really down, but now that I've heard you, I think that my day will be all better from now onwards.
Well, I appreciate that, Nick, and I hope so also.
Thank you. Okay, so you sent me an email. What do we have to do about
yes.
it?
Well, actually, I forwarded the email that you sent to me to them,
yeah.
And they had that in this morning's meeting. So today is Friday, and
yeah.
They don't talk to me until they give me a call, give me a heads up, or give me an email. So I'm waiting on them to kind of let go of your fee schedule, and that was wonderful that you sent that because now they know exact. So they are exact type people as far as the numbers. And what I gave them was what you told me, and, you know, it was kind of vague, but now they got something that they can see. So they can compare that to any other offers that they have.
Right.
So... Right.
Well,
so where we're
go on.
So where we're currently at is today Friday, so maybe Monday they'll go in and, you know, see what they're gonna do, and then maybe Tuesday I can go to them and instead of them having to come to me, and I can go to them and say, hey, look, well, you know, where are you guys on moving on, getting it done, and they can tell me, and then I can send you another email. I apologize by not being able to send the emails in before because I didn't know what I was doing because nobody was telling me anything. So I didn't want to just send you something just to be sending it. So now that everybody's on the same page, we're good.
Nice. Okay.
I know.
Bernard, one thing. That, of course, your owners and the partners who are working in this mobile app development project. So, and they might be talking to different vendors, different individuals, freelancers, or companies. The point is,
right.
You need to take care of certain things, like if this person is onshore and offshore, one thing.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
Second thing is that if it's a company, and how old is it? Have they worked in a similar niche or industry like yours, right?
Right.
And if it's an individual, okay? So, for example, I'm an individual. My name is Nick, and I have expertise in ABC. But your
right.
requires A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have expertise in that. So what I'm going to do is I will just try to learn something online and try to make it work with my ABCD, okay? And give you something, but not that won't be up to the mark because that's what's happening in this market right now. People purchase ready-made templates. It's not customized according to clients' liking and everything. So they
right.
are good developers. I'm not saying about their development skills, but of course it's not necessary that a good developer is also a good designer or they're also
right.
good in testing, QA, and deployment or maintenance. So the thing is that every person have their own responsibility, their own skill set. Okay, one might be very good in Android development. Others might be excellent in iOS, but it's not necessary that they're all good in everything. So what happens
right.
is that when we...
that's almost an impossibility, you know.
Of course, because every technology is so, steep and deep that if you want to be a full stack in a certain language, you can only concentrate in that particular language. You just cannot learn everything. That will be like jack of all and king of none. But
see, the thing about that, Nick, is those are more or less modules. You add those modules to the software. So you just be specific about how it is the module that you incorporate.
What we do is, as I studied the project, I also shared a document with you, okay? So we do research on your project, and we create a scope of work. And using that document, we know exactly what type of functions and features will be used in your application. And once we know that, then we are able to, like, we have a set of, like, 40 skillful masters over here in our team. And if you have checked our website, we only choose from the top, like, 3 or 4 best developers and designers in our company who are having, like, at least 2 or 3 couple of years experience. So if we have well experienced...
A couple of years. That's where it's going to vary.
That's for a junior position. The senior can go up to like 5 to 8. So that's for the hiring process. Of course, they will be working with us who already have a couple of years experience with our team. So anyone is like the least person will be having a 4 to 5 years experience right now sitting in this room in development department.
Okay.
Now, they have their own expertise. Once we have the features and functionality, now we know that which type of designer that we are supposed to assign in your project, okay? Which type of senior developers and junior developers we need to assign in your project. With those expertise...
Oh, okay. I see how that works. Okay.
We will assign you a project manager. It's not like that you sign up and we are gone for like 3 months. There is no update, and after 3 months, we are coming back. We will sign
so
up and
we can give you a time frame.
We will give you a time frame. For example, of course, I will ask you when do you guys think that you would want to launch this application? For example, you tell me around like 3 months to 5 months. For example, how much you think you know that when you guys would want this to go live?
They have a couple of time frames, but nothing is concrete right now because they will need more information regarding what it's going to take to put it together and how long that company is going to take to say, well, listen, we have a finished product or prototype that we can show you. Then they put their time frame on it, because then they can say, well, we need it by this so-and-so. And so that's when they do it, how they do it.
Well,
but
I give you...
There's a meeting right around the corner that I got to go to in 2 minutes. So, I'm going to get back with you. I'm going to probably send you another email this tonight. And I'm going to go get this meeting. And as soon as I get out of this meeting, at least I'll know what I'm doing today. So, I'll get back with you, but listen, I appreciate the conversation, and thank you for that overview, because at least I know what I'm working with, and I can tell these guys now.
Great. Now, another thing, you just spoke about a prototype. The prices I quoted you was for the full application, right? Now, if you guys think you can start up with a prototype, then, of course, the prices will be coming down, and, of course, the timeline. So you just go ahead, have this meeting with them, and let me know what you guys are thinking. You would want a full app developed, and I give you a one-time cost, or you guys are looking for a prototype?
Okay, Nick. And listen, on that note, I appreciate you.
No worries. Thank you so much, and thank you for your time. I hope to hear
from
you soon by the end of the day.
You will.
Hopefully, yes. Fingers crossed. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye, Nick.
Bye-bye.